On Monday, August 8th, Tall Can Audio hits 1,000 episodes.
Wait, that's still on? Who could possibly still care?
And the gang is all here to celebrate.
It's euphoric. It's got to be close to nirvana. It's outstanding.
For the first time ever, Maddie, Michaela, Rob, and Matt are all live in studio together.
It's happening, you guys! It's happening! Oh, my God, guys! Oh, my God! I wish you all were here!
Is this likely to go well?
Just check my notes here. No!
At least it will make a lot of noise.
Boom. Here comes the boom.
1,000 pods and 1,000 pints.
I don't think I've ever been as proud in my entire life.
TCA 1000 drops Monday, August 8th, wherever you find low-quality podcasts.
Fuck, it's out of control. Shit.
Wish you'd stop that.
Yeah, well, not likely to happen, man.
Okay.
This is Audio Whiplash number 103.
Ooh.
Climbing. How's it going, man?
You know what? It's fantastic.
Well, that's good.
What about you?
You know what? Hanging tight. We're doing okay.
There's nothing tight about you.
Just loose and...
flaccid.
Oh, I don't know why we got to go there. Although, especially considering what we're about to talk about.
I'm very excited about this show 103. I am fully invested.
Fully engorged, would you say?
Turgid. Let's go back to that.
Have you seen? No, of course you haven't, because you don't read anything ever that's not 50 years old. And apparently, everyone's talking about Tide. Eating Tide Pods.
Of course, I know all about this. That Health Canada had to put something out saying, do not eat Tide Pods.
Like, as I said on Audio Whiplash 102, do we really have to slow down for these people?
Yeah, well, I guess it's, and I don't know what they're called, memes.
Yep. Hey, look at this fucking guy.
Yeah, all these sorts of things of people going, yeah, look at this. And it's like that cinnamon challenge or whatever that went on a couple of years ago where you had to eat a table. See, this is
not to do, but to watch someone else do.
Yeah, this is it. And then people choking and gagging.
Like just one tablespoon or teaspoon, whatever.
Yeah,
of
a tablespoon.
It'll fuck you up, man.
Yeah, well, because it's got it'll suck every bit of moisture right out of your head.
You're just left.
Yeah. Well, so. My older brother, who you've all met here now.
God love him.
I've had to save his life on a couple of occasions.
Usually cardiac arrest.
Well, and the first time we were just young bucks, and he was deciding that, yeah, you know what it'd be? I'm hankering for a snack.
I got a hankering.
What should I?
For some spankering.
There's nothing around. I'm going to eat icing sugar. So same thing, right? He's like, fires a spoon in. Rolling around. What? What are you saying? What's happening over there?
You look uncomfortable.
Can I help you with something? Can I get you more icing sugar, perhaps? What?
I've been asked that question. Just a lot of wheezing.
This is exactly. Yeah. Little clouds, little puffs.
How old are you at this point that this is happening?
Eight. I'm eight. He's okay. Probably 10.
He's 10, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Just mowing down the icing sugar.
Well, I think he already powered through all the sort of baker's chocolate. And,
more!
Yeah.
More!
Yeah. The other time I had to dislodge we were much older at this point, but I don't know, a half chewed pork rind. I had to give him the whack right in the middle of the back.
They say that's like the worst thing you can do for someone, eh? You might lodge it down deeper.
Well, they say you're supposed to drive it, the palm, up. Yeah.
But the pat on the back that most people...
No, straight no up, good. Heel, straight yeah. up. Yeah.
Like an uppercut.
Yeah.
straight well, to the chin when well, someone's
And
choking.
Actually, I've had to probably three different choking victims.
Victims?
Success.
First I choked him, yes, then exactly. I saved him. Call it Stockholm.
Hero. right there. Well, this shit, I can't... What, do you want me to wait around for these things to happen? Sometimes you got to make your own press.
All right.
So it works, is what I'm saying.
The Heimlich.
Yep.
All right.
Or, and you start with the, yeah, the palm striking in an upward sort of motion.
Striking.
Yeah. Perfect. Every time.
I can't ever picture the Heimlich maneuver without seeing Mrs. Doubtfire.
Well, how about Heimlich maneuver?
Well, that's a whole other.
That's a nice segue, though, eh?
As we
hey,
move into
right there.
Top Pornhub search of 2017, Heimlich.
Well, and the first thing was the eye catcher in that Pornhub.
Well, so what we're going to discuss here today is Pornhub has released their 2017, there's whatever you'd want to call it, like your
year in review.
Yeah, and this comes from mobilesyrup.com, which is a great website.
It's an awesome name.
For any kind of Canadian tech news, and every now and then, some. This is absolutely stretching, which is probably also a title of a largely viewed video.
Stretching.
Absolutely stretching. This is probably stretching the limits of a tech website, but they have published the Canadian top searched, top visits, top whatever of the Pornhub series of websites.
Just activity.
Yeah, that's a good word for it.
I was amazed, 74% of Canadians accessing Pornhub, doing it via mobile phones.
See, now to me...
As opposed to, let me see, 23% as with a good old desktop.
When it says mobile, does that, to you, and maybe I missed it and they included it, does that include a tablet?
No, 3% tablets. That's why I was doing the math.
Okay.
74, 23 for desktop, 3% on tablet.
So 77 if you want to include phones and tablets together versus sitting at your... work desk computer yeah, well, and calling
and,
up.
And that's, well, and really.
Like how many people still have desktops, to be honest with you? Like I'm sitting beside one here in our studio.
I'd prefer to have one. I don't like the.
You don't have anything. You have like a Commodore 64 sitting somewhere collecting dust.
I'm one of those people using my cell phone.
Right.
I
don't know if you're one, like I think. Personally, that the majority of people still use your desktop and you are all 74% of the mobile traffic.
Okay. No. You know what was super interesting?
Little chafing.
Super interesting in that. Yeah, I got stock in Jergens. It's totally fine. Is they're saying the average time spent.
Yes, I have that.
The average Canadian time spent on Pornhub was 10 minutes, 10 seconds.
Like, that's pretty precise. Well, as a nation... If you want to know how long it takes to get down.
Get down.
Apparently, 10 minutes and 10 seconds.
Well, but there's some and to me that there's all kinds of interesting ways that this sort of flows outwards. And you're like,
What?
what are you doing on Pornhub? Like, is it you're just strictly there for business? Yes
yeah.
or no?
Yeah. You're not browsing. This is the one that was most interesting to me. And this is worldwide now,
okay,
not Canadian.
Okay, but there's someplace I'm going with that.
Well,
but
then, carry on, my friend.
No, you take it because I can pick this up at any time.
28.3 billion visits
yeah.
in year 2017. 14.2 billion searches.
Yeah.
So most people, well, half of the people showing up are just like, ah. Whatever you've got here on the front page is fine. Like, not picky. I don't really care what you're... Like, to me, that's what I take. 28 billion visits, but only 14 billion bothered to search. To me, it was just, oh, there's an ass. That's fine. to me, nothing. Like, just whatever. Here you go. Here's something on the front page.
All right, but searches, just versus browsing through a category? That's not searching.
But to me, when it says 28 billion visits and 14 billion searches, yeah, you're just kind of whatever's on the front page is good enough for me, right? Yeah, like that's
I don't take it that way at all.
Okay, what do you take
it as? Well, to me, I take it as you hit your categories and then you just sort of browse through the category as opposed to searching in the search bar going, I'm looking for Jenna Jameson or I'm looking for ass to mouth.
Right. Yeah, whatever.
Any of those sorts of things.
Right.
Why that comes to mind, I have right.
She's a fetching woman.
But there it is.
Fetching a lot of things.
Yes. So
thatching and catching.
Yes. So that is thatching. Totally separate category altogether. 70s thatching.
As a group, if we all visit Pornhub.com and search thatching. Maybe in the 2018 results.
I want to see. Okay.
I wish we had more listeners.
Now, what do you think of that, though?
Thatching?
No.
I'm probably not.
No, and I'm not into that either.
Right.
In terms of, yeah, browsing versus actual search, specific search hits or.
If I hadn't seen these numbers beforehand, I would have assumed that the wide majority of people showing up at these types of websites know exactly what they're looking for and they're going to search for it.
Yeah. What are you searching for?
Well, whatever, whether it's blonde, whether it's anal, whether it's midget, whether it's whatever midget, your deal
midget.
Is.
The midget keeps coming up here over and over again. It seems to be.
I think that's one of the top search hits every year.
I don't believe it is.
I think you should look again, man.
All right. I didn't see it. And I was looking because I was looking through the top search hits. Now, what I was saying was, if it is all about business, right? If I'm just showing up because I want to get off.
Right.
Whew. Hope my mom's not listening. Why? When you look at the top two Canadian results in terms of themes.
I got the same question.
Lesbian. Okay, get it, right? You're like a little woman on woman. That's
Third place.
Yeah.
Are we looking at the most searched things in Canada?
I believe so.
Third place is fidget spinner.
Oh.
Which to me is.
I think I'm looking at two different things then. Because I was looking at top searching was lesbian and then female friendly.
Okay, so these are. And I wanted to work through these with you. Okay. Let me do it in the order that I have them written down. So as you said, 10 minutes, 10 seconds is the average visit in Canada to Pornhub.com, up 652% this year. Do you remember? Do you want to take a guess? Français.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sorry. I wasn't sure what you were asking me. Yeah, I did see that.
It's like Quebec went like...
Hey,
heading into 2017, Quebec had no idea that porn was a thing.
Right? Well, Pornhub, anyways.
Right. And they all went, oh my God, I've only ever done online banking and internet.
I think they said there was,
and there's naked women on here.
14 million uploads? Is that what I saw?
14 million uploads is here. 68 years is what those 14 million uploads, that's just in 2017. That's not what was watched. That's what was new content uploaded in 2017. 68 years worth of content was uploaded. For those of you who are just sitting around one after another watching, you know, like you a new sitcom or something.
You have 68, binge watching. 68 years worth of content. Now, there's a lot of stuff on there.
Sure.
You may not want to see.
But to me, up 662% over 2016 was Français. No. Like, to me, that's wild. Like, that you just out of nowhere discovered porn, maybe.
And you know what else is on there? Described video.
Yeah, that was, I remember that being a new thing, and I had saved for another show to talk about earlier in the year, and we just never got to it. Was
described porn for the visually impaired.
It's in, it's out. It's in, it's out. It's in, it's out. 91%.
He rubs it on her face. What?
He rubs it.
What is it? What is it? What is he talking about?
There was a 91% increase in 2017 of searches for threesomes. Again, kind of like a bunch of people had no idea this was a thing. And all of a sudden, hey, look, what, you can do more than.
Yeah. And I'd be interested in the breakdown on that.
in terms of.
Yeah, what's that? Well, is that a male, male, female?
Sure.
Is that a male?
They call that the devil's three-way.
Or is that a female,
careful,
female,
don't
male?
Don't cross.
Yeah, that's exactly.
It does.
Johnny Drama and Turtle.
14% increase from 2017 to 16 on lesbian searches.
Which I think has been popular forever.
That is 14% more likely over the worldwide in Canada. We are 14% more likely than the rest of the world to search for lesbian porn. And we are 10% more likely than the rest of the world to search for female friendly.
Were you surprised by the fact that there was no bisexual, no gay male, obviously, or no transgendered? There was no any of those in any of the top hits.
I think probably a part of the problem is the article we're reading on is anomalies, things that are much higher searched this year or much higher searched in Canada than other parts of the world.
Okay.
Like maybe that didn't change a lot.
Yeah,
from,
yeah. Okay. Good point.
But
I'm just throwing it out there.
Yeah.
Not that I'm feeling slighted or like my needs aren't being served in any way.
They're not talking about the senators on this. Yeah. No, to me, that was an interesting, I just think it's that it didn't change a whole lot year over year. Right. But what I did find fascinating was they gave the top three searched things in Canada on Pornhub.com. Fidget spinner was number three.
Okay, and
I don't know what that – is that the spit, right?
Well, okay, but you know what? With those fidget spinners are those things you spin
yeah.
in your – okay.
Why are you searching for that on Pornhub? There must be some kind of subculture that's
– well,
I can think of some things, sure.
All right, that you, well, like, well, then certainly we're going to have to check that out.
Next time on.
Yeah, we'll give you an update and let you know exactly what it is that's going on with that.
How about, did you see the second one?
No, I'm missing this altogether.
Rick and Morty. If you're looking for your gay and all these. Have you ever seen the show Rick and Morty?
No.
No, neither have I. So that's why this has caught me so off guard.
Okay.
So apparently you don't have much to offer here. Neither do I. But apparently Canadians are searching Rick and Morty on Pornhub quite a bit. My understanding was that was some kind of sitcom or...
It's my understanding that there would be no math.
Well. And first place in terms of Canadians over everyone else, female porn for women.
Okay. See? This and so... So clearly ladies are dialing up.
To me, that...
Getting on there and...
That's not that surprising to me, right? In a lot of other parts of the world, women don't have a whole lot... Maybe aren't allowed to use computers. Maybe...
Come on now, man. What are we talking about here? Of course, women around the world are... Especially in the Northern Hemisphere and...
Okay, but when you talk about... In the extended statistics and whatever, some of the top... like highest visited countries where the most visits are coming from. A lot of them are like Middle Eastern.
Sri Lanka. I saw Sri Lanka on there. It was.
I don't think the women in those countries are necessarily the ones that are.
South Korea was on that list.
Maybe there. Yeah. Like it's like what 30 kajillion people inside a 12-mile radius. Well, I think in South Korea.
And one of the biggest ones. Yeah. Was Asian.
Searches. Yeah, that's been a long-standing thing, I think.
Okay, but you know what I find...
Mystery of the Orient.
what I find to be jewels of the Orient, I think.
Ooh.
Is this whole hentai?
I don't know what that term means.
Well, it's
hentai? Hentai?
I don't know which... to me, it was always hentai.
Okay.
But it's cartoon.
Oh, like anime.
Anime?
Yeah, okay.
All right, but it's creepy, and it's usually got little kids, and it's I say little kids, but they're not little kids. They're sort of this.
It's like Sailor Moon porn or some crazy shit.
That's what I'm saying. The whole thing is, and it's weird, but it's one of the top search things. It's like looking at the thing. There was also a thing on Futari. I don't know whatever it is, but it involves aliens, and it's. It's cartoon again, right? But it's all
anal
this.
Probes.
Oh, yeah, this is it, right? And I'm like, wow, that's strange.
What?
Like, Why does it got to be in cartoon? Like, to me, cartoons.
It's taking a little something off it, right? Like, cartoons, it's not going to do it for anybody.
It's not doing it.
Hottest cartoon character you can ever remember. Is it Jessica Rabbit?
It's probably Jessica Rabbit. I was going to say, probably Jessica Rabbit.
Yeah.
But Bugs Bunny when he dressed up as a woman.
Sure.
Yeah, Wilma, perhaps.
You ever notice that when Donald Duck gets out of the shower, he wraps a towel around himself, but he never wears pants otherwise?
I know I did not, but...
It's weird, man.
Well, maybe once the feathers are wet, doesn't give you the coverage. Right.
Yeah, it could be. Could be.
That's my theory.
All right. Yeah, you know what? Interesting stuff. We'll share the article where these numbers were coming from. But well,
and the thing is, I think Pornhub is a Dutch company. It's a Dutch guy, I think. Like, and where I'm going with it.
Like Yoakum Pornhub.
It's only like, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years old, whatever it is. It's not that old.
I think they fancy themselves the YouTube of.
Well, where I'm going with this is. That there's none. I don't think it's any of their content. They're just taking other people's.
Right. No, it's a like an aggregator.
But I'm thinking that's a crazy that guy must be just rolling in it.
Well, and
porn is big bucks
and big a lot of things.
Well, right? But I think this also though has sort of deflated some of the porn industry side of it in terms of the money being made elsewhere.
Like in terms of exclusive
video sales,
DVDs and shit like that. Oh yeah, no. Because you just get your average Joe with his iPhone camera who's going, take a look at this. And it's on the internet in no time. And
take a look at this. And that guy may be running for Congress in the States.
Or blowing the next president.
Oof. Same
check
guy?
Out the last show.
Okay.
Oh, I might have been alluding to a woman, but whatever. Who am I to judge? Yeah, you know what? It's interesting because it's one of these things that around the world is a little different. And to me, the things like porn for women or lesbians or whatever,
or
the fact
friendly.
That those are up in Canada, to me, that's not really all that shocking, right? Like maybe in terms of what society allow.
Sisters doing it for themselves. Look at that.
Yeah. Flicking the bean and carrying on.
And
10 minutes, 10 seconds is apparently what it
and
takes.
Carrying on.
We got a busy day ahead here. The modern woman has.
That's the upright bass.
They're double clicking her own mouse. Good for you, ladies. Right.
Look at Matt. Hey. Matt's clearly put some thought into this. Flicking the bean. All right. I don't know what you, listener. Singular.
Yeah, exactly. At this point, click, double clicking your own mouse means turning off the show.
All those knobs getting turned off. Huh?
I wanted to talk, I don't know how we're going to follow up, but I wanted to move into the top 50 most viewed programs on cable in
program.
The year 2017. Program. 37.
Yeah, but wait. Don't.
Okay.
When you look at it, the beginning of this article talked about the decrease in football viewership this year.
Down 9% from 2016.
Right. So you click on the article and you're like, oh, okay, so football viewership is down. And
I'm going to interrupt you right there for a second.
Okay.
We're not about to head off on a sports TV talk conversation here. This is kind of a cable in general, what
for
people
sure.
are watching. Right?
Yeah.
So hang around.
Hang around.
If you haven't already left, really, what's going to make you leave?
Okay. And that's all I was saying was it started talking about TV viewership of the NFL.
Right.
Right. And just saying whatever that is, whether it's due to the politics of it or anything else, which side of the political spectrum you're on, doesn't matter. Viewership down almost 10%. Right. And, and they're saying what's happening. And so you look at that. Yeah, I started reading it from that angle going, yeah, all right. But what does that mean? Right. Does that mean that people are getting their, they're moving away from cable as we've talked about in other shows?
And to me, I think that is what I'm taking from this. 37 of the top 50 viewed cable programs in 2017 are NFL games. On top of that, you then have some NBA finals.
Okay, but just wait before you start breaking it down, because I was flabbergasted by that. And they're talking about everything you watch on cable TV.
Yeah, highest rated programs.
Big Bang Theory, any of your sitcoms, your dramas that people like to watch.
Mm-hmm.
37 out of the 50 were NFL. Wow, I found that to be...
On top of that, is it okay? Can I? Because I am going somewhere.
Okay, go ahead.
We had four of the NBA Finals games. We had a couple of the World Series games. We had at least one college football game.
The BCS championship game.
And I have no idea how that works. I don't think most people do, right? Like which is the Tostitos Bowl and which is...
No, they're talking about... You know, this year, Georgia, Alabama.
And after that, it's the Emmys. It's Golden the Academy Globes. Awards.
Yeah,
I don't think the Grammys made it in. I can't remember now.
The Grammys did.
Okay.
The Emmys did not.
And
Golden Globes. And then there's the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Yeah. And so when you think about the 50 most viewed shows of 2017, there is no finale of your favorite drama, right? There is no MASH, right? Like things that used to register in a big... It's 37 NFL games. Let's call it 12 of the rest of the sporting world, right? Maybe a little less than that.
Yeah, five.
And then some... The fucking Thanksgiving Day Parade is... The shows that you're spending money on writing and creating, and as you referenced, The Big Bang Theory was the most, that and The Walking Dead.
Oh, and Young Sheldon.
Sheldon was, because it got the lead in from the premiere of Big Bang, right? And that's
the season premiere of Big Bang weighed in at 57. It was a 57th most watched.
Right. Like it doesn't break in. And to me, that's the interesting thing. When we start to talk about cable cutters, the fact that it's NFL viewership overall is down 9%, but they went from having 28 of the most viewed programs in 2016 to 37 of the most viewed programs in 20. Now, part of that is the NBC coverage of the Olympics in 2016 had some big ratings.
Right. And the special part of 2017 was Trump's inauguration.
Yes.
And Trump's congressional,
was one of the other,
Trump's congressional address.
Right.
Right. So there was at least two, maybe three.
But no scripted programs.
No.
No season finale of This Is Us, right? No season premiere of The Big Bang Theory. No, none of the... And to me, all that says to me is that somehow, despite all of this, even with NFL viewership being down 9%, cable is being kept afloat by sports fans.
By sports, for sure. And they're saying that's where the advertising dollars are, because they're saying people are much more likely when you're watching, time shifting.
Yep.
They were saying, whatever it is. People are watching sports in real time.
I have those numbers for you. Sporting events, 90% of people watch live. Non-sporting events, it's 70% of people who watch. Now, those are people who still have cable, right, or satellite. So it is sports.
What they're saying
is, I don't know about you.
People who watch live events, whatever it is, are much more likely to stick around for the commercials.
Yes.
Right? And I think the habit is, before you could rewind and fast forward or pause live TV, right? I would flip like a fiend in commercials, right?
Yes.
What else is on? But because I'm PVRing so many other things now or whatever it is, you're pre-recording stuff. And if I'm watching a hockey game, I'm not doing too much flipping in between.
I was just going to ask you though.
I think my flipping is a lot
less. Because I think you're going to be more like, or somehow more than me on this. How often are you watching a hockey game later rather than live?
Quite often.
Yeah.
I like to be at least an hour behind.
Is that lifestyle or is that conscious choice? Like, I'm not getting home in time, so I'll start it. It's easier for you because you're not on Twitter like I am. If I jump on Twitter at 7:40 and I haven't started the Leaf game yet, I already know what happened in the first and that pisses me off.
Right. And so I'm on Twitter. I'm just not active.
Right. But even reading it, like if you jump on Twitter and you follow the Sixth Sense and like, oh, fuck, down 3-0 at
what? Okay. Well, and I do that. I, you know, if I'm not at home and I haven't PVR'd it or I haven't.
Yeah.
But if I'm at home, I'll turn it on and I'll pause it. And I'll go and have dinner or do whatever else and come back at a leisurely, just so I can fast forward through commercials.
Yeah.
It just allows me to watch it at a much more convenient
pace. So last night I'm making my grilled cheese sandwich. That's what I decided.
Bacon or no?
No bacon.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. And so I don't get to the Leaf game, which started at 7 until about 7:30. And I get to skip now every commercial break.
They lost in overtime.
I get to skip Dave Poulin talking. Hey, guy who got fired by the Leafs, tell us what you think about the Leafs. Yeah, whole other thing. But I made it to midway through the third before I got caught up, right? And I kind of like that. But that's not normally me because I'm on Twitter too often. I'll see people talking about a goal against. I'll see, look, Roman Polak blew it again, right? Like, normally, if I'm going to watch sports, I watch it live or I just don't watch it.
Okay.
And that, to me, that's what cable is. When you look at 37 of the top 50 and the other ones that aren't are still live event things. It's MLB, it's NFL, it's NBA, and even I guess you could watch the Trump inauguration later, right? But these are real-time events. It's not what happened on Big Bang last night. I'll buy that on iTunes for 49 cents
right
tomorrow.
Or as I said, the big one-off shows,
right?
Oscars, Golden Globes.
These
Grammys.
Are big events. And to me, it seems like it's becoming more and more clear. These are the only things holding people on real cable.
And thus, as I said, mentioned earlier, the advertising buck.
Yep.
If you are willing to not flip as much for these live events, if you're 90% are watching in live time, right, you are much liable to stick around in commercial.
Right. Well, because you have to.
Well, this is it. That's what I'm saying. And so that's where the money is. And that is what continues to drive the bus.
Anything else on this episode, audio? Well, to me, that was interesting just in terms of the stuff that supposedly used to be the big drivers. Well, not supposedly, actually were. The scripted show, the big sitcom or the drama or the whatever, it's gone.
60
Did
minutes,
not
those
even
kinds of
register.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no. In finishing, I love live sports.
Yeah.
Fairly passionate about porn.
Pornhub Live. Launch a network. It'll be huge. Lots of things on it. It'll be huge.
You keep saying that. I'm not saying.
That's the first time I said that.
No, and he said there's lots of big things on there.
Yeah.
And what are you talking about? When you reference that, what are you talking about?
I'm going to leave that up to the listener's imagination.
Theater of the mind,
exactly.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That's Audio Whiplash 10-something.
See ya. 3.
This one's empty. For more, visit tallcanaudio.com or find us on Twitter and Facebook at tallcanaudio.